Hello, this is Mark McGuinness at the 21st Century Creative. You didn't expect to hear from me this quickly, did you? Actually, I surprised myself over the summer by writing something unexpected that I want to share with you. It's a short book called 21 Insights for 21st Century Creatives, and I'm giving it to you as a gift. You can get it for free on Amazon and all the other online bookstores. For the links to the stores, just go to 21stcenturycreative.fm/21insights. That's 21stcenturycreative.fm/21insights. So, what's the book about? It's a compilation of the most powerful insights that have emerged from my coaching conversations with creatives over the past two decades, and also from my own practice as a poet, an author, and creative entrepreneur. The insights cover a range of different challenges and topics, including the psychology of creativity and success, the struggles of obscurity, the temptations of fame, the pros and cons of technology, the challenge of making a living, and how to get your most important work done. The thread running through the whole book is the fundamental challenge faced by all creatives in the 21st century. How can you chart your course and make meaningful progress when you set out on an original path, where there's no conventional career ladder, no job security, and the usual rules don't apply? When I tackle this challenge, I've come up with answers that you won't find in books of traditional career advice, and I didn't pluck them out of thin air. They emerged from 21 years of conversations with hundreds of creative professionals like you who were wrestling with these issues for real. They've all been tried and tested many times. I've deliberately kept the book short with a brief chapter for each insight so that you can keep it handy on your phone and consult it in the quiet moments of your day, or maybe on those days when you need to dig really deep for motivation. And unlike my other books, I ended up writing this one by accident. If you're a regular listener to the 21st Century Creative, you'll know that in the first part of the show, I share an insight to help you with either your creative work or your professional development. Back in December 2017, I published a compilation of 21 insights on my blog, including some of the ones that had appeared in season one of the podcast. Once I'd done that, I thought it would be nice to turn that blog post into a booklet for my coaching clients as a welcome present and required reading when they started working with me. It was a kind of, here are some of the fundamentals that you need to understand, that you'll get more out of our coaching conversations if you've started to digest them first. So I started working on that, and I found myself revising and expanding the text, taking insights out, putting some new ones in, including some from season two, and also some brand new ones that I'd never shared on the podcast before. By this time, it had grown into the length of a short book, at which point I thought, why don't I publish this and give it to my podcast listeners? It seemed like the obvious thing to do, so here it is. It's basically a companion to the podcast. Hopefully it will give you another way to absorb the insights, the ideas from the show, and reflect on what they mean for you. As usual, the book cover has been designed by Irene Hoffman. Irene designs all my books, and she created the 21st Century Creative logo with all the coloured circles radiating out from the centre. And the book cover features the podcast logo, and I really love what Irene has done with it. It's got a real sense of joy and excitement, which to me is the essence of what I'm trying to create here on the show and in the book. So a big thank you to Irene. And if you're an author looking for an outstanding cover for your next book, I would wholeheartedly recommend speaking to Irene if you can get a place on her busy schedule. So I'm giving you the book as a gift because I want you to benefit from the insights in your own career. I don't want this to be a decision for you to make. I want it to be a no-brainer that you will go, you'll download the book, and you'll start to benefit from it. And I also want to reach as many creative people like you as possible. both with the book and with the podcast, and make the biggest difference I can as an author and a podcaster. Now, The 21st Century Creative is still a new podcast, and I want to reach lots more listeners. So I'm hoping that by giving the book away, it will help to introduce new people to the show. So if you enjoy this podcast, and if you find the book helpful, there are a couple of things that you can do that would really help me achieve this goal, and I would very much appreciate your help. Number one, write a short review of the book on Amazon or whichever other bookstore you get your copy from. Now, it doesn't need to be a long review, and maybe you're the kind of person who never writes book reviews. So look, don't agonize over what to say. It can be really short, and it can be as simple as saying which of the 21st insights you personally found most helpful, and maybe a little bit about why. So that's the first thing, is to leave a short review. The second thing is to share this link with your friends, with your colleagues, with your followers, your readers, or your listeners, whichever of those categories of people are in your life. So the link is 21stcenturycreative.fm/21insights. That's 21stcenturycreative.fm/21insights. And 21st century and 21 insights, it's both the numeral 21. Okay, so those are a couple of things. You know, either of those would be wonderful. Both of them would be terrific. If you are finding the show helpful, that would be a really lovely thing that you could do to help me extend the reach of the show as widely as possible. Okay, that's it for today. Just a short bonus episode to give you the new book. And rest assured, I will be back soon. I will be releasing season 3 of the podcast later in 2018. I've now recorded most of the interviews, and I have to say, I'm excited to share them with you. I'm discovering one of the best things about having a podcast is it's a great excuse for me to reach out to amazing creators and firstly sate my own curiosity by asking them all the questions that occurs to me about their work. And personally, I've already learned and discovered lots of new and interesting things in the conversations I've had for season 3. So I do hope you will enjoy listening to them as much as I'm enjoying recording them. Thank you, as always, for listening. I hope the new book helps you create more and suffer less, whatever your creative path and wherever it leads you.